I don't know about you, but this past year has changed the way I use social media. For instance, it finally pushed me over the edge to quit Facebook. It just didn't feel useful or constructive. And it seems I'm not alone in changing my social media habits. Ronnie Mola is senior data reporter for Recode, and she's been writing about the significant changes we're seeing in what she calls pandemic posting. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, Tanya.
So you heard from a lot of people who said they were using social media less, or at least posting less on their own accounts, because it kind of felt out of touch with the calamity of the pandemic. On the other hand, you also heard from some people who said the pandemic actually made them use social media more. What are you hearing?
Well, the data shows that people are spending more time on social media, sort of across the board, every different platform. The time spent last year was a lot less than it is this year. That said, the way people are interacting with social media seems to vary widely. You know, they might be on social media more, but they're scrolling and they're not posting because, you know, it sort of seems that it's inappropriate to post about anything. A lot of the things we used to post about, birthdays and going out to fancy dinners, things like that, you know, might be inappropriate or just not happening. Other people found it completely overwhelming. You know, they were getting stressed out. I spoke to a teacher who said that he was seeing a lot of other teachers post this sort of performative stuff when he was worried about his kids even being able to get online, not whether they could create like a Bitmoji classroom.
Mm-hmm. Let's parse out a little bit more about what this all actually means, though. So while social media for a while has been used as a way to connect and organize, this year in particular, we also saw groups like Black Lives Matter use social media and other methods to organize mass protests against police violence. I mean, for people who haven't completely dropped off of social media, did this past year change the kinds of posts that they're making? Maybe fewer personal stories that, as you mentioned, might feel frivolous, and instead more political activism?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's been tons of political activism, and a lot of people who hadn't been sort of political, at least, you know, on social media before, decided that, you know, they were going to say something this year. And obviously this is happening in the context of Black Lives Matter, people protesting against police violence. On the flip side of that, there's also the people who organized the Capitol riots use social media to sort of come together, you know, egged on by a president who was using Twitter to tell them to come and make their voices heard about what they thought was a stolen election.
Lurking, as you mentioned, seems to be the biggest pastime right now as well. I mean, more folks are scrolling more, but posting less. Is this actually also a sign of burnout? Because as we talk about political organizing and activism and people speaking out on social media, we've kind of been dealing with that nonstop for several years now.
Yeah, I mean, even before the pandemic, we saw evidence that people were posting less original content, that, you know, the amount of time spent on social media was sort of plateauing. But then all of a sudden, you know, social media became the only way in which we could socialize. And it's been, you know, a year now, and that's exhausting. I talked to a lot of people who felt completely burnt out, who, you know, maybe for a while social media was a good proxy, but like after a while, it is not the same thing as actually getting to be face to face with your friends. So it left people feeling really wary.
What's so interesting about the data that you've collected as well is because social media is kind of the place where we connect with each other. The fact that we can't really connect with each other in the physical spaces right now kind of makes it a space that is very valued because you can check in on people. But how are people presenting their daily lives on social media without seeming frivolous?
So that was a really interesting thing that I heard from a lot of experts and a lot of just regular people. You know, social media has been long criticized for being this place of sort of perfection. And obviously that's not real life. One thing that sort of happened because of the pandemic is social media has become much more of a place for complaints and for real life and for, you know, talking about your problems. There's also an incredible amount of judgment right now on social media. The comments about how people are saying, oh, you know, what you should and shouldn't be doing, but also just people are aware when they're posting. They say, oh, I went into this, but it was COVID safe. You know, it's almost this tick. So people know they're doing something that will be judged. And I absolutely think people are judging.
Do you think this is a significant flashpoint for the evolving nature of how we use social media? I'm thinking after this pandemic, I mean, will we go back to then everyone posting their travel pictures, for instance, because they can go out? Or are we going to be using social media in a more pointed or different way in the future?
You know, I'm not sure. One thing I did ask was whether, you know, we're going to like see this complete drop off. And the thing is about something like social media is it becomes a habit. You know, if you get used to opening an app umpteen times a day, you do that without noticing. So a lot of the people and data analysts I talked with didn't expect to see like a complete drop off in the amount of time spent on social media after we could go outside. That said, one person I spoke to referred to the summertime, you know, the possibility of being able to go outside as a potential reckoning for our relationship with social media. You know, maybe we won't do it as much or so pointedly when we could do something else.
Oh, it'll be interesting to see. Ronnie Mola is a senior data reporter for Recode. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.